This is the official podcast of UKIRK WCU, bringing you all the good news you can possibly handle. I'm Noah McEntee, campus pastor and director of UKIRK WCU and Hillside Grind Coffeehouse Ministry. Today, I'm joined by two co-hosts, both of whom have been on the podcast before, but now are back and together. The brother-sister team of Wyatt and Chandler Keller are both graduating seniors at Western Carolina University. First things first, how's your quarantine treating you?
It got a lot better. We recently went to Virginia to see our mom for her birthday, and just kind of being up there and being away from the quarantine-ness of it all.
Yeah.
Just kind of helped. It was a nice breath of fresh air, kind of.
Where were you in Virginia?
Like Dougsburg, I think. Yeah. Okay. So one said Dougsburg, one said Carroll.
But it's this place called Kanawha Valley.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Western themed town.
Okay. Little area.
Yeah, they have like the hotel's literally just called Hotel. They've got like a little bank in a little town square, and also a little saloon as well. It's really neat.
Yeah.
Good. Interesting place to experience some lockdown. But it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did some ATVing, so that was interesting. That was the first time doing that.
Yeah.
Good. Great. That was over the weekend. You're back now, and it is the last week of classes. How are classes going? Are they wrapping up? I think you've had some changes. The things that were assigned were changed, the expectations, but how's it going?
Well, I just found out from one of my classes, I got a 94 on my final project, so I was pretty happy about that.
Ooh, congratulations.
Definitely had some leniency with all this going on right now, thank goodness, because, like, you know, he definitely gave me, like, a good, you know, list of things I did wrong, but, you know, I was fine with that. It was basically, yeah, I was really happy about that, so I basically have, like, one more thing to do for that class, and I'm done with it.
I still have a lot to do, unfortunately, but hopefully I'll get it done.
Yeah, you've got this week, and there's plenty of week left. It's Tuesday. We're recording this on Tuesday. Lots of time.
Yes, very true. But I'm working on a report right now for MountainWise, and I just learned that she's wanting to use the webpage that I'm building as the homepage. So
that's
kind of nervous about that.
Sounds like it's an honor. That's an achievement.
Yes. But definitely still stressful. I want to make sure it's, like, really good. So
good. What about final exams? You guys have finals? Are we doing finals in the coronavirus world, or did we just cancel those?
I think I have one.
Yeah, I still have one final, and it's going to be online. And she's provided study guides for it, so hopefully it won't be too hard.
All right, and then that's it. And you're both seniors. You're graduating.
Well, hopefully, yes. We're supposed to be.
Fingers crossed, then.
It's weird.
Yeah. We don't really know how. I guess we're getting mailed our degree, and then we don't really know about ceremony or anything. I don't think they've set a specific date yet.
You know, more than the ceremony and more than even the piece of paper they're going to mail you, what you need is the transcript. You just need them to say you graduated, and everything else doesn't matter. Right? When you go to get a job and they call up and they check, that's all you need is them to say, yep, they graduated.
Oh, okay. So I don't even need the degree.
Yeah, what?
No one's going to, like, ask you to bring in your diploma when you get a job. You don't show up at your...
That is so dumb. Why did I just work for it? I can't go on my interview and flex it. What do you mean?
You could. I mean, you could. I don't think anyone expects you to show up with a framed diploma for a job interview.
Well, they give you the wallet-sized ones, right? Or no?
I don't think anyone's ever going to ask for that either.
Well, no, but I could flex it if I wanted to.
Yes, yes, yeah. I'm absolutely picturing you in like a job interview, and they say, it says here in your resume that you went to Western Carolina and you graduated with high honors, and then you pull out your wallet and start thumbing through like sub clubs and coffee cards, looking through your little wallet diploma. Yeah, I've got it right here. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we had this talk and cleared up some things about diplomas. What kind of first jobs are you guys looking at? Do you have an idea of what you want to do? And how, this is my other question, how does that change in the midst of the coronavirus? Are people hiring people out there? Can you get a job out of college, or is everything on hold?
I'm not exactly sure. I feel like a lot of stuff is on hold.
Mm.
Yeah.
If companies have their entire workforce furloughed or working from home, it seems that it would be difficult to hire new people.
Yeah, to work from home. Yeah. I don't know. Or at least I was going to try and get a job like at a restaurant somewhere while I was looking for another job, but that's kind of put on hold as well. So.
Yeah. What about you, Wyatt? How are things looking?
Yeah, pretty grim. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not necessarily. She was saying just not necessarily that many jobs out there in that sense is what, at least is what I'm seeing. But I do think, I mean, there'll be something out there. Even if it's just some entry, it'll be something.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it might not be until like at least September.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully around that time.
I don't know. They keep talking about a second wave and what a second wave might look like. I feel like we're going to have summertime to get out, get things done, you know, make hay while the sun is shining, and then fall's going to come. And if coronavirus comes back up, your best bet is to have the job already and either just get temporarily furloughed or work from home. But if we're going back into this current cycle in the fall, then we have a short window to operate before we go back to it.
Definitely.
What else is going on?
Oh, her mom was saying that everybody was kind of buying up the meat from, like, the grocery stores.
Yeah, because of the chicken plants. There's been a couple plants that have had to close.
Yeah, I think one of them was pork. Yep, and there's concern that if the pork plants are closed, then the flow of pork and chicken and everything else to our grocery stores will dry up. And if Americans don't get their meat, we're going to be angry.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see what happened with the toilet paper. So it's
yeah. So if the coronavirus continues and the lockdown continues and the plants close down, supposing that the flow of poultry to our grocery stores dries up, as does pork, and worst case scenario, that pushes everyone to beef, and then the beef is gone. If those meats are gone, give me your next three meats that you think you could turn to in a time of crisis. Meats that you would eat. Next three. Go.
Probably a lot of beans. I mean.
Yeah, but for me.
But. No, have you seen these like absolutely massive cereal things that Walmart has now?
Oh my gosh.
Did you see this?
That's like just a trash bag full of cereal.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I think cereal is just going crazy right now. Mm. But yeah, mom's
picked
it's up.
Having a moment.
Yeah.
That barely qualifies as cereal though. I mean, that was a garbage bag full of tricks, it looked like. And I'm not sure that has a whole lot of nutritional value for you.
You need to see the frosted.
It's for kids though. So it's
you need to see the frosted.
It's got the most nutritional value.
Yeah, there's a certain logic to that, I suppose. Often the most sugar, though, because kids love sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And colors. Sugar, colors, and then injected nutrition, I think, is the order that they put it in.
I know. I missed the tricks that had the shapes. They were mm-hmm. colorful with, like, flowers and the like, shapes of the fruit. Now they're just, like, balls.
Oh. Upsetting.
But, yeah, they changed the shape. It was kind of upsetting, but I grew past it.
Good. Let's talk about faith for a minute. UKIRK WCU is a campus ministry of the Presbyterian Church USA. We run the Coffee House Hillside Grind, which both of you worked at up until pandemic. The timing of this right now, where you're about to launch into the world and off into the ways that you're going to go and be adults and have jobs and the rest of it, got me thinking. And a lot of the New Testament, as we've talked about before, is written in letters between people that are not close together in proximity. So it got me thinking about those. I read from the end of 2 Timothy a few weeks back and talked about how God preserves us and will rescue us from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. Just after that section comes the close of the letter. Paul writes to Timothy and he says, "Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth and I left Trophimus, who was ill, at Miletus. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends greetings to you, as do Pudens and Linens and Claudia and all the brothers." I'm probably massacring those names, but you get the point. He's naming a lot of people and sharing greetings of who is with them. And then he closes by saying, "The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you." Colossians has an ending similar to that, a closing greeting with lots of names. Paul's writing it to the church at Colossae, and he sends another letter personally to someone there, to Philemon, and has the same kind of thing where he lists off a bunch of people. But then in Titus is the one that kind of summarizes it all. Titus 3:15 ends the letter to Titus that Paul wrote, and it just says, "All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all." I think about this because of the letters that they're exchanging and the way the New Testament community was brought together by people that weren't always face-to-face, side-by-side. They were having to send letters, they were having to send greetings, and they did, and with many names, and were documenting those names because it was important to the people that were hearing them. So it's a reminder to me of how the Bible works, but I also think of that as you all are going to be heading off into the world and we'll be exchanging letters or the emails and texts or snaps or whatever else we do nowadays. But it's still a way that we can stay in touch and keep together, which I think is a big part of what campus ministry is and a big part of what living in community is, whether you're close together or far apart. It's keeping up with each other. What do you think?
Definitely. Keeping up with each other and just having faith that, like, eventually it's not going to be like this forever. We're eventually going to go back to, I mean, hopefully not all of our old ways, but
right.
We're hopefully going, I mean, like with the jobs and everything, hopefully, like, I'm just going to have faith that where I'm replying to and wherever I'm putting my cover letters and resumes in at, that, like, hopefully I can find a place that is either willing to hire me via at home or when the pandemic is over. Because, I mean, I know maybe places are going to be looking to hire people once this is all settled down, but.
Yeah, I think hope is very much a part of our faith, and it's a central part of who we are as believers. And that goes for the hope of our faith, the hope that we have in Christ, but also a way that we approach the world, that we have to be looking at the world hopefully, not cynically, not negatively, but with hope, that hope that things will get better, hope that things will improve, hope that good will come out of this. That's what we're told in faith, and that's what we believe in life.
Definitely. And I think, like, and some good can come out of this. I hope to see wages be raised, especially for essential workers, but we'll see.
Any final thoughts? Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I like my final due this Friday.
Oh, no, my final's my final's still during final time.
This is like, you know, one professor just being like, "Look, dude, we're not, if it's 8 a.m., we're doing it." Like, oh my gosh, like, what do you mean? Dang, yeah, my finals are this week. It's weird.
Any final thoughts, Wyatt?
I mean, keep the faith, everybody. Stay positive, trust in the Lord, and do good.
Well put. I'll be back next week with one final episode as the semester wraps up, and then we're going to take a break for the summertime. The music that you're listening to is from my friends, Steve and Ezra, who formed a funky little band called The Histamines. Find their music online at Bandcamp.
My bad.